Saved message, Tuesday, 7:48 a.m.
This is going to take probably more than one message to get across, but bear with me and kind of open the eyes of your heart to see if you can grasp what I'm about to say. Remember Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, to shake you up, to control you. But I've prayed for you, Jesus said, that your faith fail not, and when you're converted, strengthen your brothers. The issue there with Simon wasn't the sifting, it wasn't success or failure, but it was that his faith fail not. Now some major changes needed to happen in Simon's life. He needed to be converted, he needed to totally turn around. But the issue wasn't his success or failure, but rather it was his faith. And when his faith didn't fail in the midst of failure, he was to turn and to strengthen his brothers as he came to grips with what had happened and repented of it. Now men judge continuously on the basis of success or failure, and really the message I'm trying to get across here is that God judges by the faith of a man, not by success or failure. Simon Peter definitely failed. Remember the rooster crowing three times? But his faith did not fail. He was resilient. He came back. He saw the heart of the matter.
Saved message, Tuesday, 7:51 a.m.
Message two. I was saying that though Simon failed on the success and failure scale, for sure, no one has ever done anything worse than what Simon did. His faith didn't fail because he was resilient. He saw the heart of the matter and he made a comeback. He didn't let it stand between him and the Father. He knew by faith who the Father was. Without faith, Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible to please God. Now, what is faith? It's believing that God is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. In other words, not based on success or failure, but he rewards based on seeking him rather than running from him like Adam and Eve did in the garden and hiding. Seeking him, if we'll turn to him and seek him in the midst of the trauma, the difficulty, the failure, the pain, if our faith won't fail, then we will be successful, and then we'll be useful to God too. We'll be able to strengthen our brothers. King David failed in every conceivable way. Look at Absalom and Solomon and certainly Bathsheba, and then his relationships with Joab and Abner and 10 zillion situations that you can think of. And he did some good things, no doubt, but he failed in every way a man could ever fail. But he was still a man after God's own heart in a very unique way, and a type of Jesus with all that garbage in it. Why is it that David was a man after God's own heart? It was because of his faith. He always, always kept coming back with a contrite heart, with repentance.
Saved message, Tuesday, 7:53 a.m.
David was a man after God's own heart because of his faith. Continued to come back. He saw the Father's character and knew that the Father loved to give good gifts to his children. He wasn't a hard taskmaster. That again and again he could come back to him because of the Father's character, not because of his own success and failure. He kept coming back again and again. Now he had a very contrite heart. There was deep repentance. He didn't just wash over it with some kind of false grace. But he had a heart that continued to come back to the Father rather than to harden and stiffen and run or to be in apathy. Now think about it. Out of all of David's mighty men, out of his whole kingdom, there was no one else like him. Joab was a mess. Abner was a mess. Solomon was a mess. Every single person you can think of in David's kingdom, even out of all of his mighty men, no one had that kind of heart and character and depth that continued to be contrite and soft and continuously turned to the Father in spite of failure the way David did. That's why he was a man after God's own heart. It was by his faith, by what he saw in the Father's character and the response of his heart in spite of his own success or failure. Success or failure is not the issue. We can come back to the Father a zillion times if there's true repentance, true humility, we make it right, we truly turn from it and make it right, a man after God's own heart will come back to the Father and to his brothers and sisters with repentance, but with peace in his heart, because success or failure.
Saved message, Tuesday, 7:56 a.m.
Well, first of all, if you're not living by this kind of faith, but rather by works, first of all, you'll be unfruitful, because God will never give you the divine impetus and the anointing from heaven to be able to forge ahead and to change things for his name's sake. Second thing is, you'll probably be miserable. You'll have guilt and self-hatred, or maybe apathy and resignation if you just kind of give it up and realize you can't do it, but you don't turn in faith to the Father's character as your sustenance and substance. Now, if you'll be hard on yourself in that way, then, and live by works, by success or failure, rather than by faith in the Father's character, then you'll probably do it to other people too. You'll judge them after the flesh. You'll look at their success or failure, and you'll judge them. You'll call it, well, I'm just looking at their fruit. But you're supposed to look at yourself by the quality of your faith and your resilience, your repentance and resilience, and the same with other people. Jesus has prayed for you that your faith fail not, and when you're converted, strengthen your brothers.